I still call them crawdads most of the time.
We always did. We call them crawdads.
Around Stillwater a lot of the time, like crabs.
Crabs.
To me, but take that crab and put him on your line. What do you call that hard-shelled animal around the water?
Turtles.
And the one that lives in pastures and woods?
Terrapin. We have Indians named turtle and terrapin and squirrel. Deer in the water. His last name is Deer in the Water.
Spelled as three words or what?
DWERINWATER, Deer in the Water. All one word. Then we have a boy named Naked Head. Naked Head. They're Cherokees.
Now their fathers are Naked Head and their... That wasn't the custom in earlier days, was it? To have a family name like that?
I don't know. As my grandfather and my father was a young boy when they took the census of the Cherokees, and I believe back even then that was a family name. They all went under the family name as we do now, but their first name, a lot of times, the first thing that they seen would be their first name.
Oh.
And Blackbird is a first name.
Mm-hmm. Would this be the first thing they said?
Mm-hmm.
Or?
I don't know if it was the first thing they said or the first thing they seen. I know there's some Indians that their last name was Blackbird, and they named one of their sons his first name Blackbird. Blackbird, Blackbird.
Sounds like a song.
Sounds like a needle stuck.
What do you call that insect that we saw out over the water last night, flashing a little light?
Lightning bug.
And the one that bit all those red spots on me?
Mosquitoes.
Oh, the ones that I got the...
Oh, chiggers. Chiggers.
What kinds of stinging insects do you have around here?
Oh, we have the wasp and the yellow jacket and the hornet and the honeybee, of course.
Do you have those little insects?
Sweat bee.
Build mud nests?
Dirt daubers.
What kinds of hornets do you have?
I don't know what species they are. I just know they're large. They build a nest. It's a grayish looking color and it's real large late in the year. It's real large.
What kind of a well did you have when you were a boy?
We had a dug well.
Did the trees ever give you any difficulties around it?
No. Not that I recall. I know some, though, that the roots of the trees grew in the well.
Oh, to change the subject for a moment. Sometimes when you're out in the woods, you go between two trees and have to brush something off your face.
Spider webs.
Annoying, aren't they? What kinds of trees are native around here?
There's three or four different kinds of oak trees, and the hickory, ash, and black walnut. And